Testing, it's BTA. Why am I recording this podcast show? Honestly, I don't even know. I'm here, you know, releasing this here through the Live to Grind platform. I think it's 425, 400 and some episodes. I started this podcast right now 7 years ago, 2015. And yeah, it's crazy. It's 2024 now, so almost 9 years ago. And for those of you that don't listen, I do have a podcast called the Brennan T. Adams Audio Experience, but I just yesterday felt like, hey, I want to record something and I want to post it to this old podcast platform with where I have all these other episodes. And I want to share some thoughts from where my journeys went in the last 10 years. And for those of you watching, I hope you enjoy this. Feel free to share any thoughts around this. It's really kind of around my identity right now, how I'm viewing life, how I'm looking at life, who I want to spend my time with, what I want to do with this life. When I started this podcast show, it was with the intent to help people, to inspire people, but also to share my journey as an entrepreneur as I was traveling the country, interviewing people, sleeping on my truck, but also I wanted a marketing platform. This is way back in the day when I was having Arctic Stick as my sponsor. At the beginning of the show, I would say, today's sponsor is Arctic Stick. And I would go into this whole pitch. And then I would go into a solo episode. I would share my thoughts on life from experiences I had. And some of those early episodes, I likely would not agree with what I said back then, today. But I was just kind of finding my journey as an entrepreneur, finding myself. And I interviewed some amazing people over the years, so many people, from Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank, Lewis House, to famous doctors, to heck, Jake Paul, to fighters, to you name it. Interviewed hundreds of people. I've learned so much. And today I'm in a totally different place. I mean, if I, just kind of in a 60-second nutshell, when I started out as an entrepreneur, I was an ice guy. I delivered ice. I wanted to be the best in the ice business. I sold ice. And then I was an inventor. I invented products. I invented the Arctic Stick. And then that was my whole thing. I wanted to be the best in that. I wanted to pursue that. I wanted to create a $1 million business. And then that led to crowdfunding. I became a crowdfunding expert. Then I started getting in front of the camera. Did my first TV show. I did Ambitious Adventures. I did Success in Your City. I did Live to Grind. And then I built the media business. We did Accelerate Media Group, which now is still around today. We build and scale brands. I was putting on events. I was helping different people. I was speaking. So many different parts of my journey. And some of that was driven by, yes, ego. Some of that was driven by just me wanting to be seen by the world. Look at me. Look what I've done. Look what I've accomplished. Oh, I proved you wrong. It was sometimes for the wrong reasons. But always in my heart, I wanted to help people. I've always wanted to help people. Even back, just going back as a kid, my dad ingrained that into me. I remember little things we did, whether Boy Scouts, I was selling popcorn, or we were raising money for St. Jude's Bike-A-Thon, or even my dad and I during holidays would give out, we call fruit baskets, had fruit and all kinds of food and everything. And during Thanksgiving and different holidays, we'd go give out baskets to the elderly and other people in different homes. So from my mom and my dad, they really taught me to be a good person, but also just caring. And so that does show in entrepreneurship. I mean, I want to help people. I want to help them make money. I want to make their life better. I want to bring value to their life. I want to help them. But I also have this competitive side of me that, for one, wants to be, I want to be the best. I'm sure some of you can relate with that. You want to be the best at what you do. But also it's, I want to be seen. I want to be known as this person that was here and got here. And now at 34, I have achieved a lot. I still feel like I've achieved a lot, but I've achieved a lot. And I've got to meet so many amazing people. And now I'm in a situation, or let's say a time in my life, where I have so many opportunities. I have to say, what do I say yes to? What do I say no to? What do I no longer want in my life at all? Who do I no longer want in my life at all? And who do I want in my life? And who do I really want to spend this life with as I grow? Because one thing is for sure, I am going to grow to great heights. Wealth, whatever, fame, opportunity, meet some amazing people, fly on jets, all that stuff. Done that, and I'm going to continue to do cool things like that. But what is it when I do die one day? What is it that I'm going to be able to say I left? What is it going to say the impression I made on others? Because one thing is for sure, I will die. We all will die unless you upload to the cloud and you're here forever. But when that's all said and done, I mean, all the material things mean nothing. Can't take that to the grave. But what is it others will say about you? What is it others will say about me? What will be the impact I had made on their life? How many people will be at my funeral? And will I have made the world a better place while here? And so I think about these different things because, yes, I'm only 34, but I mean, 34, 10 years goes fast. It'll be 44, 54. That time, okay, where am I at 54? So when I look at increments of 10 years, I start thinking differently. What do I want to be at 44? What do I want to be 10 years from now or even 5 years from now? And also, what experiences do I want to have? Because I could build something over here, that's for sure. I could achieve anything I set my mind to. But while achieving that, how can I also have experiences that I want so I don't go 10 years and look back and be like, I wish I would have done that? This is a conversation I'm really having myself. Yes, you guys are listening, you're watching, and I'm just kind of stating my thoughts in my mind. And to be honest, I think I'm going to use this as an outlet maybe a couple times a month. I don't know. No agenda. Just to record thoughts, share thoughts with you. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe this means nothing. Maybe it does. Maybe you can relate with me. Maybe I can connect to a soul out there that can think or thinks like me and sees things with the same kind of viewpoint. But going back to where I'm at now, I'm an investor. We invest in companies. We scale companies. I am a CEO. I have multiple companies that I am coordinated with, employees, team members. We have sales teams. We have digital marketers. We have producers, edit, all of it. And so for one, I want to leave an impact to make people better, people that work with us. But create machines, companies that can scale to its greatest potential, make the most amount of money, but also help a lot of people in the process. So I'm a CEO, I'm an investor. I do speak, I mean, speak every day, sales calls, speaking at events, speaking at investment dinners. I create content. I want to always create content that's entertaining, that's impacting. Again, going back to a child, I always like to make people happy, like to help people. I believe now through a recording like this or through a video, my hope is maybe it can help one person. Maybe help them get clarity about something, get them inspiration or motivation or some kind of education that can help them in some way. And so I'm doing all these different things and time has become more limited, very limited. When do I have time for this or that? I have to look at what is going to move the needle, but also how can I make sure there's time for me to spend time with family on that trip we do in Iowa, or that trip with my niece and nephew, or that trip with my wife to wherever it is in the world. And while doing that trip, how can I have systems and processes in place to ensure things continue to grow? Personally, I sometimes feel very unfulfilled and unhappy when I'm not working towards a goal. Just something that's wrong with me, I believe. I don't know. I just always feel like I need to be working on something to get closer to more growth. I am very competitive. I have a drive. And at times I wonder if that's just sometimes I have things wrong with me that make me that way. But you look at some of the most successful people in the world or what the world sees as success, they also had their own things wrong with them that, yes, made them drive businesses to great heights and revenue and opportunity and make the world a better place. But maybe their personal lives were not the best along the way. So again, many things that go through my mind as an entrepreneur. Do I say yes to this? Do I say no to this? Do I go this way? Do I go that way? Do I do a call with this person? Do I meet with this person? Do I respond to that email? Is it even worth my time? Do I respond to that direct message? Do I reach out to that person for this? All these different things. Do I say yes to that capital? Do we say no to that capital? Do we take on that business partner? Do we not take on that business partner? Do we say yes to even working with that person? Or do we say no? Do they align with our goals? If we say yes to this opportunity, will it mean we got to say no to a bigger opportunity down the road? All these different questions, left, right, forward, post, don't post, all these things. And I don't always know the answer, but I do know this, if I'm going to sum all this up, is in life, the only way to get real opportunity is to actually go towards opportunity and take action. But also, if you want the opportunities that are, let's say, great opportunities, you need to be able to develop some kind of talent or value to bring to the world where you are in demand. But also, you need to surround yourself with people that make you better. You need to surround yourself with people that make you happy, that energize you, that pump you up. You can't just be the one that's always pumping everybody else up. You have to have somebody that pumps you up. You have to have somebody that energizes you. And I look at any experience I have, whether it's me working with a company or somebody that's coaching me or having a conversation with a friend or going out and about or doing a shoot or an event, whatever it is I do, I only want to be in proximity with people that bring value to me. And that could be as simple as making me smile or energizing me. And so I guess I encourage you to think about that. The decisions you make today as an entrepreneur, as a business person, as a professional, are they leading you towards a path you want in your life 10 years from now? Start with the future in mind. Many people are on this hamster wheel, even as an entrepreneur, a hamster wheel of achieving the goal, achieving the revenue milestone, getting the investment, whatever that is. But sometimes you need to stop and realize, is this even the hamster wheel that I want to be on? Is this even the thing I want to work towards? Do I even want this 5-10 years from now? Think with the end goal in mind. For me, what do I want? Yes, I want happiness. I want love. I want family. I want wealth. I want to build things people will never forget. I want to entertain. And so right now my focus is growing my companies, my investments, my portfolios, is providing massive value to people through podcasting, through speaking, through online events, masterminds, and through these videos. And one big goal that I've stated recently is I do intend to be a shark on Shark Tank within the next 24 to 36 months, working on that one. Just fucking cool thing to work towards. So that's one thing. And really scale some massive companies to 9 figures, and let's get a 10-figure exit. That would be amazing. Looking for a few public offerings and getting some liquidation events and having fun along the way, meeting some amazing people. I love working with just talented people. So that's where I'm at with my life. Got a lot of events coming up. I'm traveling every single week, from our workshops to our mastermind events to our investor dinners, and even with Rise and Record and everything like that. So this has no agenda. I'm recording this. Maybe none of you will listen. It's more for me, to be honest. And I'll post this publicly, and curious to hear what you think about it. If you want to hear any specific things, any topics at all, you can just reach out to me. You can find me, Brandon@BrandonTAdams.com. But that's it. I appreciate you guys all. And go create something great and become unforgettable, because life is too short not to. I'm Brandon T. Adams. We'll see you guys later.